a chance to speak to a sporting star. Paul, good morning.
Hiya, Frank. How's it going?
All is good with me. Tell me exactly where you are at this moment in time.
So I'm over in the Gold Coast in Australia here. 9 hours ahead here, so it's about 9 p.m. over here. Just getting a bit dark and still nice and warm though. And we've been a rain actually, surprisingly, so just feel like I'm at home. So
yeah, you were kissing that cyclone that was going past at some point. Was hopefully or thankfully moved away. But Paul, you're a table tennis star. You play for Northern Ireland and England. You'll take on England. You'll beat England. Yeah. Surely you'll beat them.
that's it, Frank. Yeah. So I'm over here with the Northern Irish table tennis team, the four of us, the four boys. And we made it into the quarterfinals there tonight. So we had wins over Mauritius and Trinidad and Tobago there. So, yeah, so we're playing England tomorrow, 9:30 in the morning, well, in UK time. So it's actually 6:30 in the night tomorrow for us, like. But, yeah, so if anyone fancies to watch a bit of table tennis and support the boys, that's when we'll be on.
And how good a chance do you have? Because, you know, we think of table tennis and we think of the Chinese and how amazing they are. When you're playing in the Commonwealth Games, how good a chance would a Northern Irish team have? Or would England be the leading lights? Would Australia be the leading lights? Who are we looking to?
Yeah. So, yeah, like you said, Frank, actually, so Singapore have won the last couple of years, the last couple of Commonwealths. And they actually have a few Chinese guys that kind of moved over there. And so it is, you're all right, yeah, it is dominated by a lot of the Asian, a lot of the Chinese players. But number one seeds are actually India, but England are off there right as well. And in terms of our chances against England, we won matches against them before, you know, individual matches. To win a team match, a bit more difficult, but, you know, we've actually got the best team that we've ever had. A Northern Irish table tennis team's never been in the quarterfinals before, so we're kind of breaking targets here, and I think the best chance we're ever going to have will be tomorrow against them.
Well, I used to live next door to Jennifer and Jacqueline Reid, and, you know, the Reids were great table tennis players, and, you know, she represented her country and whatever, and you know, I used to talk table tennis to her just for an excuse to talk to the lovely girl who lived next door. But table tennis is one of those sports that everyone fancies themselves as being able to play it, because you can play it to a greater or lesser extent. But my goodness, when you come up against someone who really knows how to play it, it's mesmerizing. How did you become so good at it?
That's it. Yeah, you know, you're exactly right. I have a lot of mates that will be like, oh, they quite fancy themselves at table tennis. They've never seen it played at a professional level or an international level. Like, so it's a bit of a shocker to the system, actually, if you do watch it on TV or on YouTube or whatever. Like, but yeah, it is quite different. But like you said, anyone can pick up and play. And it's a lot of crack, regardless what level you're playing at. But I actually started in school, and kind of my dad used to play, so he used to just have a few battles with him on the table, and it kind of progressed from there.
Which club or which school, Paul?
So I went to Ince, actually. I'm an Instonian, so I am, and I actually play at Ormo. They're just in the Mount in Belfast. So I've been playing for them now for a good few years now, and they've kind of, that's where I would do my training and stuff. But they it's not just at the high level now as well. They would cater for all levels, right through beginner adults, right through for kids 6 or 7 years old. And, you know, they have a whole load of league teams and all the divisions in Belfast, and they actually have a team in the British League, which is kind of the biggest league in Britain. So they cater for all levels and stuff. So I do most of my training there, and So it's a good wee club, and it's pretty close to the centre as well.
Totally. Well, listen, I hope you thoroughly enjoy the full experience of taking part in the Commonwealth Games. Just name the other members of your team, Paul. Paul McCreary's on the team. Who else is on it?
Yeah, so you got myself. We got Ashley Robinson. He's a clocker man, but he's actually based over in. He lives in Sweden, playing professionally out there. And then we got Owen Cathcart, who's actually the youngest member of Team NI over here. So he just turned 16 yesterday. He's at Ormo Table Tennis Club as well, like myself. And then we got Zach Wilson as well, another Belfast man. So me, Owen, and Zach are all Belfast, and then we got a Clocker man in the team as well.
And is there money to be made at it on the professional score?
Yeah, there is. If you're a kind of top 100 in the world, you know, I'd say the best, you know, the best players in the world, right at the top of the game, they would be kind of millionaires and stuff. But if you're sort of top 100 in the world, yeah, you're making maybe 40 to 80 sort of K per year, like, from it. But it is very, very competitive to get to that level, and you have to go abroad. You can't reach that level. You can't make money staying in the UK. You know, that's why all the boys are kind of out in Sweden or out in France or out in Germany. They all play leagues out there.
Okay.
It's kind of funding and support.
Okay.
Yeah.
Paul, I got to leave you in Australia. I got to go. The news is coming up. Listen, every success against the English. Thanks for your time. Thank you.
No worries. Thanks very much.
That is the very good table tennis player, Paul McCreary, who's taking on the English. See, we cover all sports, all issues here on U105.